Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Happy Tuesday. Wow. Tuesday, right? Feels like a Thursday? Maybe just in my own mind. This is Kara Marie, and no, just call me Kara, all right? Strange Days Indeed, Kara. Strange Days Indeed with Kara. I need more of that coffee. I wasn't planning on doing a show today, mostly because I had a business meeting and also an energy healing. I actually never really get energy healings. Just because I'm kind of particular about who I pay to work on my body, to work on my energy. But somebody recommended me to someone, and you can private message me. But this person, like, completely, I felt a shift, man. I felt suddenly very tired, very light, and very hungry. And I tried to take a nap, but it was one of those things where you couldn't nap, but you're kind of napping. And I woke up with my Persian on me. So I must have gotten dazed, somewhat out of it. But anyway, so after that, I was like in a funk because I had this huge creation meeting, content creating, and I was all jazzed up about that. And after the healing, I got the email afterwards after she did it. And I was just kind of like, I should be doing something. This is the go me time, but it's not the go me time because I don't feel like doing it. I just want to play Candy Crush and listen to Darkness Radio. So anyway, well, the healer's feedback to me was extremely relevant because the things she was saying about the ages in which certain things occurred in my life that caused me different fear and shame and just thinking nobody liked me. I've often noted that even in my books and articles that, I went into kindergarten thinking nobody liked me. And by the time I was in first grade, my mom programmed me to think my dad didn't even like me. And so that just progressed to everyone hated me. And so I kind of had to deal with that all my life. But the good news is that you realize that those voices inside your heart, they came from somewhere else. And one time somebody told me, who told you you had anxiety? Like, who told you you have low self-worth? Who told you that? Who made you convinced of that? And that was stunning for me. And I realized that so much of my mother's emotion carried to me. And I do believe in science. Hello, I believe in the genetic family tree that, our brain chemistry, we can be wired a certain way, just like some families are prevalent in another disease. But once I really owned the fact that I have been channeling, I know channeling is a scary word for people because they don't understand it. My definition of channeling is feeling what other people feel or feeling an emotion. That's what I'm talking about with channeling. So feeling and living and all of the hatred that surrounded her, that she hated herself, went down to me. And that's not blaming anybody at all. Because obviously something occurred for her and it's just been the wheel of the world. But once you become self-aware in that, you can just take a breath and realize, why not me? Like, give yourself a break. You're not here to be perfect and nobody expected you to be. I always said Simon Cowell lives in my head because my mom really reminded me of him. But now I'm just saying I have the confidence of Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell's moved out of my head. He's gone. So anyway, what I just wanted to imbue to you today is that whatever labels you're carrying around with yourself, whether it's anxiety, fat, diabetes, depressed, everything that you could put in front of your name is not you. It's not, and we tend to forget that. In fact, anxiety itself can become our whole identity. You see this a lot with teenagers because they're able to really artistically manifest it, unlike us adults who try to hide it as best we can. So anxiety, that's not your name, and that's not your identity. It's not even your strength. But your strength is your empathy. Your strength is that you're strong, and you're probably a great communicator. I had to do this one assignment from another coach, and she said, you know, ask 6 or 7 different friends to write your best strengths. And some of the most confident people I know wrote back, wow, Kara, you're always like so, you know, in your own body, and you don't care what other people think about you, and you're so comfortable and confident, and I love that. And I was reading this, and I was thinking, no. But it made me realize that, it made me realize that we all express our anxiety in different ways, especially if you're an empath and you pick up on energy really easily. I think part of being an empath is actually just cueing into the environment and energy around you, and it can be shaped by, you know, if you're a cop, if you're a criminal, if you grew up in a situation where you had to be street smart or house smart about what energy was coming next. We all feel energy. Some of us just feel it too much, and it's not a braggitude. It's not a braggitude attitude. So I was standing next to a man the other day, and, you know, he obviously kind of had social anxiety. And, you know, to a point I do too. But I was explaining to him about how, you know, how you can, he's like, you seem so confident. And I'm like, well, I don't go out into public to show them my anxiety. It's like a performance. Like Mitch Hedberg, the wonderful comedian, a lot of times he was so drunk on stage, or he would turn his back to the audience. He was just so scared. And Joan Rivers, same way. Before her shows, she would feel nauseated and sometimes throw up. And this was every time, till the end of time. And if you look through the history of some of your favorite people, they've all manifested anxiety in different ways. But the thing is, you have to hack the code for you. And second of all, you got to know your purpose. You can't live from an empty, you can't give from an empty cup. So please, for the love of God, take care of yourself, put on your oxygen mask, believe in yourself, love yourself so much, because there's going to be nobody on this earth that can love you the way you love you. It's okay. I know it sounds fluffy, but it is absolutely essential to do that run over of anxiety and just say, hey, I know you're in the back seat, but you're going to be in the back seat because I cracked your code. So whether it's holding on to something yellow or a fidget spinner or Western medication, Eastern meditation, all of that combines beautifully. It's also very fluid. So it may work for some days. Other days it may not work and you have to change it up. That's okay. That's okay. And I'm speaking to my real anxiety folks out there, not the occasional, oh my God, it's prom anxiety, or the cool cliche saying of, oh, I'm so bipolar, or, oh, I'm so I'm filled with so much anxiety. No, the ones who truly feel it, to the point where they feel it's their identity. You don't have to be trapped like that. My name is Kara, and I do intuitive readings. I do intuitive coaching and getting my voice back for the show. I've been off 5 years, so I'm just kind of finding my voice again. But I hope I found this helpful for you. And if you want to connect with me, strangedaysindeedradio@gmail.com, or my website, which is karathompson.com, karathompson.com. All right. Yay, I got in a little episode. Didn't think I'd make it. Have a great one. See you Thursday. Bye.